This is a podcast from Dublin's best music mix, Dublin's 98. Check out dublins98.ie.
Now, Robert Delaney is a Dublin man, a father of two, who was shot in the face at his home in Tallaght almost a year back, and since he has been in a totally dependent vegetative state, requiring 24-hour medical care. Incredibly sad story, and his father Terry and partner Mags Pertle have led the campaign seeking justice for Robert in the prosecution and imprisonment of the criminals behind his attack, which are of course still at large, haven't yet been found. Terry joins us on the line. Terry, it's great to have you in the inbox. Thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you and good evening.
Now tell us first, if you can, Terry, about the circumstances of Robert's shooting. What happened that day?
Well, at about 6:30 a.m. on the morning of the 22nd of October last, Robert, who lived on the fourth floor apartment at Russell Royal's flats complex, heard a doorbell ringing and his name being spoken over the intercom. He went out onto the balcony of his apartment, and whereupon somebody shot him twice in the face with a shotgun.
Now, Terry, how soon did Robert actually... Was he with his partner at the time, and how soon did he get into hospital?
He was with his partner at the time, yeah, which was a horrific experience for her and the children. Yeah. And she phoned 99 almost immediately, and he was in Tallaght Hospital, would be fair to say, within the space of 15 minutes or thereabouts.
So the children were in the house when he was shot?
They were, and thankfully whereas they didn't witness the actual incident, they did witness him lying on the floor and with blood pumping out of him. Now, thankfully, his partner, Mags, was able to get them into the bedroom, but they unfortunately did witness her full of blood because she was trying to save Robert's life, and obviously their dad, who was in a bad way.
Did the doctors think he would make it, Terry?
The prognosis that we got immediately on arriving at the hospital was Robert was not going to make it, and the doctors told us that there was no chance, and that was the situation that morning. Mm. And as the day progressed and the following days progressed, they told us that their expectation was that he would pass on. But thankfully, they eventually decided to bring him to Beaumont Hospital, where some surgery was done to release pressure on his brain, and that was a success. And I use the word success advisedly, but at least they kept him alive. And I just say that the staff in both Beaumont and Tallaght are fantastic. They really are wonderful people.
Now, Terry, obviously life is very difficult for you and for, you know, the family and for Robert's partner. The strange thing, I suppose it isn't strange, but do you think Robert knew the person who shot him, or do you have any idea why Robert was shot?
Well, I don't know if Robert knew the person or not. It's we'll never know the truth is, given Robert's state. As to the reasons why he was shot, I can only go on what the Gardaí are saying, which is that there was an incident outside a pub in Saggart last summer, during the course of which an individual was being set upon by a group. Robert intervened to assist the individual, and following on from that, he began receiving threatening phone calls, unknowns to anybody, and the threats were to the effect that they were going to get him, and they eventually carried out their threats on the 22nd of October with disastrous effects for the family.
Of course, and Robert was a postman, and just to clear it up, because we're getting a couple of texts, and I suppose that is predictable to some degree, Terry, asking did he have any links to criminal gangs or anything along those lines. Just clear that up for us.
Well, the police said from the word go, and they're quite emphatic, and if anybody checks up the police statements in relation to this, Robert had no criminal connections, nor was he known to the Gardaí, and the Gardaí have been quite emphatic in making those statements repeatedly during the course of the past 11 months.
Okay, so your son was an innocent man who intervened to help someone else out in or outside a pub and was then shot twice in the head for that.
Absolutely.
Now, Terry, you were saying that Robert, okay, and he stood in and helped somebody and he started getting threatening phone calls and that these people were going to get him. Are there any... Are these people known to you, and is it a case that you just can't get them, or are they complete strangers and nobody knows who they are?
Well, they're certainly not known to me. I mean, there are allegations, and as you will appreciate, in circumstances like this, in circulation, but they're personally not known to me, no. I couldn't say that.
Okay, now we've been told, Terry, that you're offering a sum of money for information about Robert's shooting. Tell us about that.
Well, we've launched a website, and part of that is that we've launched a part of parcel of the website is that there is a 20,000 euro reward for information which will lead to the arrest and conviction of the people who both organised and carried out the attack.
So 20,000 euros you're offering?
That's correct.
And tell us more about the website. What do you see? What good do you see that doing?
Well, the website is known as www.innocentvictimsofviolence.ie. First thing to be said was we were, as a family, were absolutely determined that there is no way that we are going to allow Robert to become another crime statistic in this country. And we are determined to demonstrate to the people behind the attack that there's no way we're going to give up on our quest for justice. So the purpose of the website is it's a permanent reminder of Robert's life and so on. And the second part of it is that it's also an opportunity for others who have been the victims of violence to post their stories. There's a facility there for them to post the stories, and hopefully other families will get some resolution to their difficulties. And it's also an opportunity for people to post messages of support on the site. I might add the site, since it launched last Thursday, has had over 5,000 hits, so it certainly has generated a lot of interest.
Tell me, Terry, how is Robert at the moment, and how has it affected your family? I mean, it's not even a year. It won't be a year until the 22nd of October.
Yeah. It seems like 10 years. So Robert is in a what's known as a vegetative state, and it's known as the live and death. And essentially what happens with people in those conditions is physically they function very well. And in Robert's case, he's functioning okay because he was very fit before the incident. But from the damage to the brain is so severe that people in Robert's state can stay alive for a long period of time, but they'll never ever come out of that condition. They have been known to survive for several years in that condition.
Incredibly hard for you as Robert's father. Robert, a young man with a family, a partner, two young daughters, and we want to talk about that in just a second. How are you, Terry?
It's difficult, but we're very fortunate in the sense that we have terrific support from our family and friends, but we visit every day. Mags, his partner, my wife in particular, and his sister Sinead are fantastic, and we just carry on. You don't have any choice in these situations. You've got to do it. You know, the alternative is to knuckle under, and we're not about to do that.
And is it so? Is the website, is the amount of money that you're offering, which is a huge amount of money? Now, curious as well, but was that raised? But is it that you need closure yourself? Is this something you won't be able to give up until you get an answer?
Well, just in relation to 20,000 euro, that wasn't raised to any sponsorship or anything like that. That's
right.
Coming out of our savings here as a family, and we're just going to have, that's an indication of a determination. But
yeah,
it's, I mean, we're going to have to do whatever we can to get that money, but it will be coming from our personal savings and borrowings. But that's a determination, but we're not prepared to give up. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And Terry, tell us, have they been very supportive? Have they come up with any leads? Have they, you know, is it still fresh in their minds?
Well, the Gardaí, to be fair to them, with Pat Lorden and his team in Talla, have been very supportive of us. I'd have to give credit where it's due. Mm. I'm under no illusion of the difficult task the Gardaí have, and they will tell you straight up the difficulties they have in cracking these types of crimes because of the level of intimidation, the level of fear that exists in society, and the level of kind of proof that they require to bring convictions. But I wouldn't be in any way critical of the Gardaí's handling of this case.
How old are Robert's daughters now?
One is Meg is 7 and Katie is 2.
And when they ask questions to you or Mags, what do you say about their father?
Well, in Katie's case, she just thinks Daddy is asleep in Talla Hospital, and we bring her up to visit him, and she thankfully is too young to understand. In Megan's case, we just have to explain to her what these bold guys did to Daddy, and she just hopes that he'll come home someday, but it's very, very difficult.
God, Terry, that's heartbreaking.
It sure is.
But you're handling it incredibly well, I have to say. Give us that website again, and also I know there's a confidential number there for anybody who does have any information in relation to Robert's shooting. So give us those both one more time.
Well, I don't have the number to hand, unfortunately, but okay. It's on the website anyway. It's www. www.innocentvictimsofviolence.ie, and on that there are three numbers, two of whom are the Gardaí's, the confidential line, and the number of Tala Garda Station. And there's another line there which is on the site, and which is a line directly to the Justice for Robert Delaney campaign. And the reason for that being is there, if there are people who have information, whatever small that information may be, they can ring the other number if they don't wish to talk to the Gardaí, and they can leave a message in the strictest confidence. All information is treated in the strictest confidence.
Terry, I really hope, I wish you the best and your family the best, and I really hope that you do get justice for Robert. Look after yourself, okay?
Thank you very much. You're very good.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to a Dublin's 98 podcast. For more, visit Dublin's98.ie.